It's so unfortunate that at this time and age, we still have femicide cases in Kenya, and more so for our athletes. No matter what Rebecca did, no matter what the alleged boyfriend wanted, nothing justifies what he did to Rebecca. It's so sad that we've lost Rebecca, a young athlete who was so talented, had a lot to conquer ahead of her. But because of someone who was perhaps jealous, couldn't move on, or had his own agenda, decided to pour petrol on her and lit a fire on her. And she was burnt beyond 70% degrees, which caused her death. It's so unfortunate. It's so wrong. And I hope the man will be held accountable so that it's a lesson to other men who are planning or have done the same thing in this country. We cannot be struggling to protect ourselves against men who do not want us to prosper. We've seen cases where we have so many men who are scared or afraid of women who are becoming successful, and especially those ones who do not want to move on.
The entire incident stems from a dispute. This has got people to talk about gender-based violence in Kenya. Can you speak to that, please?
Yes, gender-based violence in Kenya is so rampant. In the research or survey that was done by Kenya Demographic Survey, it indicated that 32% of women have undergone gender-based violence from their spouses. And this is for the year 2022. I'm thinking it must be higher this year, 2024. And it's so unfortunate that we are still having gender-based violence, because at this age, where two grown-ups can be able to talk and discuss issues, we shouldn't be talking about GBV, honestly. We'd rather say, I do not need you, just go on. But because we are so selfish, we don't want to lose and we don't want to be seen as the weaker person, we end up causing trouble.
Sheila, thank you so much again. Before I let you go, what is the law in Kenya against femicide? Is there a particular law to protect women against this type of violence?
In Kenya, we have a law that was enacted in 2015, Protection Against Gender-Based Violence. There's no specific law against femicide. And this is one of the things we were rallying women representatives in Kenya during the demonstrations we had earlier this year, to be able to bring a law to parliament against femicide, or review the protection against domestic violence and add some clauses against femicide in Kenya. So I think that's actually one of the reasons why we are seeing many of these cases continue, because we do not have a specific law that is against femicide.